Go-Go Kitty Show on Radio Kingston and simulcast on WGXC. For local organization that did the most during the pandemic, the Catskill Mutual Aid Group was the...
This is kissing man, like a long walk home when the music stops.
This is VFR Katura and you're listening to WGXC Accra 98.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of SVB of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. This is Timmy Whippoorwill calling to you live from inside the oak tree. Please give what you can to wgxc.org/donate. Check it out. Their webpage is live. It's fresh. It's exciting and new. Even us here in the Whippoorwill community approve of such a place. WGXC is here for you.
Thank you. You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Radio for Open Ears. I'm Alana, your host. This is There, fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WGXC. Tonight is the last night of our pledge drive, so let's make it count. We are in the final hours. We've been doing great. We've signed up a bunch of new sustaining supporters. We're just trying to increase our monthly revenue so that we can cover our operating costs, our meager operating costs, so we can just keep doing what we've been doing and share all the sounds and words with you. You. So thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who has donated so far. There's just a few hours left on this pledge drive, so if you'd like to donate now, if you haven't yet, if you'd like to become a sustaining supporter or increase your donation, go to wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Thank you. I have a special guest who's going to be joining me for a few minutes. Let's see if we can get him.
Hi,
Michael. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm coming through loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you for talking to me tonight. It's your Sunday night.
That's right. Do you realize that it's been more than a year since I've actually set eyes on you in person?
Yeah, I do. I do realize that. There are a lot of people I haven't set eyes on. I saw some, I got to see some of my fellow programmers on Zoom the other night, and that was very exciting. Even though I'm at this point not a big Zoom fan, kind of burnt out on Zoom, as you might imagine. But it was really, really fun to see some happy, familiar faces on the Zoom.
I did a walk around Hudson with Maria Manhattan, and that was fun. We were masked up and safe, and we walked around for about an hour and a half, and that was great.
Good for you. Were you reminiscing about all your WGXC memories?
Yeah, we were. We were talking about our respective setups and how we do how we've been doing our shows and that. Yeah, it's I was talking a little bit about that when I on my last show I was saying how what started out, how this started out for me is completely changed. Like the actual physical apparatus of doing the show and coming down to the station and all those things that you taught me,
That's right.
Lana Medlock.
That's right.
Held my hand. I didn't mention you by name. I said, I forget exactly my wording, but I meant you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Generic staff.
When I listen... Well, I often listen to things in the archive later, so when I listen to that show, I'll think fondly, knowing it's me.
Yeah, I mean, you basically held my hand and walked me through the whole thing. So, well, and then I was saying, you know, because I have a lot of fear of the technology and just generalized anxiety about the, you know, the business of being in front of a microphone, and then you sort of led the way. You showed me how to do it in a more natural way and an easier way. So
that's great. Well, you know who really helped was Noah. He was the person who brought you in, I remember.
That's right.
He got you inspired.
That's right. Ironically, I had been carting my records around for like 40 years as I moved through my life.
I'm sorry, was that 4 or 40?
4-0.
Okay.
You know, it started out in the 70s when, you know, I had my record collection like everybody. We got the milk cartons and we, you know, carted them off to college, and then college was over and we carted them to our place, our first apartment, and then it was a series of apartments, and it was always, you know, you pay the mover like $50 and, you know, the records were like among the heaviest, most, difficult items to move because, you know, you could always throw your back out. I had stairs. I had like 5 flights of stairs. And
yeah, Totally.
You know, and this had been going on, as I said, for decades. I mean, I was just carting these records around, and as the decades progressed, the records, the number of the records progressed. I'm talking vinyl.
Yeah, the mass
Even in
and
the
weight
80s, when everybody
increases.
Was doing tape. I mean, I did tapes. I made mixtapes, and I did the whole tape thing, but I was basically a vinyl guy.
Yeah. Did you ever sell them, or did you just collect them?
Well, therein lies the tale. This is how I came into WGXC in the first place. I decided, finally, I met Noah in Hudson, and we became friends, and I found out...
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. We should tell listeners that Noah is a former WGXC programmer.
That's right.
Do you remember the name of his show? Yeah, before my time. Do you remember the name of his show?
Nobody Had a Music Show.
Yeah.
And he knows a ton about vinyl. He knows a ton about bands. He also knows a lot about world music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and he's actually spent a lot of time with Syrian refugees. That's what he's been doing these days.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's
involved with a local organization, right, that supports refugees?
That's right. Children.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically.
Do you know the name?
No, I don't.
We should try to find that out. But anyway.
It's been a while. I mean, he left the country for a large chunk of, 2 years ago, I think it was. Anyway, I haven't seen him in a long time. Well, I haven't seen anybody in a long time.
That's right. So. None of us have. So how did he convince you to come on the air? Because you were a little reluctant.
Well, this is the thing. He has all kinds of he's really good at selling stuff, and I don't know how to do that, and I think I may have mentioned to him I had these records, and it turns out that he specialized, like, he has all these contacts for people who buy records. So there was Noah with cash on the barrel, and I decided I'm getting rid of these records. I mean, he can cherry pick them. I'm not going to be like Mr. Collector about it. I'm just going to let him go through my records, right?
Okay, yeah. And he's
so,
a friend, right?
Before I came anywhere near a radio station, I had no idea. I didn't even know he was involved with radio. And so he was busily picking out all my greatest music. And after I'd sold him, you know, a ton of it, I mentioned my singles, and he said, do you mind if I look at some of those? And I said, sure. I took them upstairs because I keep them in my loft. I've got, you know, like 800 of them. There's a bunch.
Wow. Nice.
And we sat there cross-legged on the floor. He was going through them, and he said, these are really great. Mike, you should go on the radio with this stuff. And out of anybody else's mouth, in any other case, I would have just laughed or said no or whatever. But instead, for some reason, it was the day, the hour, it was Noah, it was the way we were together up there that day. And I just looked at him and I said, okay, just like that. I mean, it was the strangest thing. And he said, okay, fine. And he put me in touch with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys came and did a guest DJ spot. And I was working as community programming coordinator at the time. I was helping out with the Friday night guest DJ spots.
Right. And you had this great, right, it was the guest DJ, and you were so inviting and warm and easy and natural and made me so at ease because I was nervous.
It's nerve-wracking.
And Noah was the same way with me. I mean, he was great. As soon as we finished, I thought it was horrible, and I wasn't even going to listen to it. because you were the person, this is so interesting, and I wanted anybody listening to this to know, because this is why WGXC is what it is, and why it allowed me to do what I do there, is that you said, listen back to the show. And I did, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. And you said, no, you guys are great. And you gave me that one little bit of encouragement that You know, you could have easily not said anything, and that would have been that. It would have been a one-shot. It would have been like this fluke. But instead, you know, Noah was patient. He did a couple more with me, and then you were like, well, you know, this is like for a guest. This is our guest slot. If you really want to keep doing this, you should apply for a show. And, of course, all the old fears kicked in, and I was like, no, I can't do it. And it was you. You said, oh, yes, you can. I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's stressful because, you know, people have been doing a show for a while, learn how to manage the technical stuff. And if you're coming in as a guest DJ, it's really trial by fire because you don't have time. You don't have a professional engineer helping you, you know, and that's part of the excitement of being a programmer at WGXC is that you actually learn how to be a broadcaster and an engineer in a way at the same time. So it is trial by fire. And, you know, having someone there in the studio to just kind of go, it's okay. If something goes wrong, it's okay. You know, it does help take some of the fear away, I think, I found.
It totally helped. And then there was, it wasn't just the console and the microphones. It was the computer. I mean, there's a whole apparatus there in that station that, you know, I needed a lot of help and guidance with. And you, it was you personally who provided it. And it meant the world to me because I started my show, and I've been doing it now for almost, this is my fifth year. I'm going to come June. This is going to be 5 years for me.
And just think of it. The rest is history. Mostly singles. 5 years. Can you tell listeners what your show, what you do on your show?
Yes. It's, it's called Mostly Singles. It's on the fourth Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC.org. And 90.7 FM. I wanted to put in the .org, and I wanted to also say /donate because I know that we're looking for sustaining, supporting membership, which is so important. I mean, it's important for people to be able to do how I got on board. I mean, this was true community. You know, this is what we were talking about before. I mean, it's people, right? It's people. You know, it's not like, oh, you have to know what you're doing. Well, no, I didn't know what I was doing. I came in blind and deaf, basically.
You know, and in a way, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's just that it's like your enthusiasm. It might sound like a cliche, but it's your passion for the music and what you're playing that focused you in a way. And I, you know, one of the things I love most about listening to your show is how you talk about what you're playing and why you chose certain things that week and, you know, all the memories that some of that music brings back for you. And it's just, I feel like you're really a storyteller and you're always creating a whole context for what you're playing that I think is really impressive. And that's not something you can fake. That's based on a lifetime of experience, you know?
Yeah, thank you. And I try. I mean, I try. First of all, I try not to over-talk, which is really hard to do, because at first I thought, oh, my God, I'm afraid of, you know, blah, blah. But then, you can't shut me up. That's the thing. You know, it is a music show. I have to remember. So I got my one eye on the clock, right? So, yes. And it started out with those records in my loft, just as Noah said. You know, with his both hands full of singles. And I try to keep that image in my head when I do my shows. I mean, I've gone a little further afield with 78s and some LPs. I don't really like to play LPs, but if you know, I theme my shows. I qualify it with mostly singles so I can play 78s and you know, oddball records.
That's right. You could even play an MP3 and get away with it.
Yeah. Except, you know, if I do that, I want to find one that has the sound of a needle playing vinyl. So.
That's true. That makes sense.
I like the hiss and the pop and the scratch because, as you said, it's all about history and time and the way these records, you know, what kinds of feelings they evoke. I mean, it's really strange to me that, like a Beatles record, I played Ticket to Ride. You know, as soon as I started the show, I was like, I'm never playing the Beatles, and I'm never playing the Rolling Stones, and I'm not going to play any Elvis, because, you know,
we've heard enough.
Those are the categories that get, like, played to death on the radio. So I was going to play, you know, singles like Just Another Hobo, or, you know.
So did you break all your rules then?
So I ended up, you know, as you said, I had a context, I had a theme for that particular show, and I got my old single of Ticket to Ride, you know, the old Capitol record, the Beatles 45, that I've had all this time, and I played it, and it sounded great, and I thought, this is bringing me such happiness. And I know that if this is what this record is doing for me, and it had everything to do, it wasn't just the great song, the Beatles, it was also the fact that it was the 45 from that time. And it sounded that way. And then those old Capitol records were really, really well made. You get a really nice, loud, bright sound. And I got that. It wasn't the remastered, remixed, digital, you know, version. It was the single, and it lit me up, and I just thought, wow, I know that there's people out there that are having this same feeling, and yet what's being evoked in them is something entirely different from what's being evoked in me, and yet the passion, the fire that's being kindled is burning just as bright in them.
That's part of what's great about DXC. You know, sometimes people play things or say things on the air that piss people off. Maybe the passion is outrage, or, you know, turn that off. And, you know, that if you're sparking something, sometimes that's meaningful. You know, something pushes a button. I'm not, you know, necessarily an advocate of pissing people off, but, you know, right. it's all part of the larger conversation that we're having with ourselves, between each other, with the community, with whoever's listening. It is an ongoing conversation. And speaking of, if you would like to support this conversation, please go to wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporter. We're in the final hours of our drive. Even $5, $10, $20 a month helps keep us on the air. It helps cover our basic operating costs. We need the money. We can't function without it. If you can give a little more this month, you can always increase or decrease your monthly contribution. So please help us reach our $5,000 a month goal, which is not that much, to be able to cover all our costs with our basic costs with sustaining support. So please do that at wgxc.org/donate.
WGXC.org/donate. I want to repeat that as well, because when I was doing my pitch, it's funny because it sounds like we're all together in this room, but we're not. You know, I was doing this all alone in my house, and I thought the whole point I just lost the thread.
That's okay. It's all right.
It jumped right out of my head.
No worries.
I remember what I was going to say. That when you... Oh, God. I'm trying to find the words to say this. That I think what I said was, are we, you know, that if we meet the goal, right, that you just stated, the $5,000 supporting, sustaining goal, where we don't have to think about it anymore. Well, the radio station is just basically running itself at that point, because all the sustaining supporters are pitching in, they're kicking in, everything's humming along, which sounds like utopia. And talking about it this way, I was thinking, or if we don't have that, which is where we are now, we're sort of halfway up the mountain, or a little bit more than half.
Yeah, maybe three quarters.
It's like saying, are we or are we not? Right? It's like this permanent state of where our, where your footing is. You're looking for the next toehold on the mountain. You know, you've got your handholds, and your foot is fishing around for that next rock to go up a little further. And it's just been like that for years. And it's like, you know, and I keep thinking, if we just have the right number of sustaining, supporting members, we don't have to. We don't have to be in this existential spot.
We can say we are. We do know we are now, but we can, you know, say it with even more conviction and maybe, you know, breathe a little.
Breathing easier, right? I think that's right. And so that's why the sustaining, supporting membership is important. And this was what was impressed on me at, you know, when it was decided that we weren't gonna so much chase donations as pursue sustaining, supporting membership, because that really does, it's the long haul, right?
I mean,
that covers the cost of the antenna and the minimal expenses of the staff, which really are, I mean, the overhead is small compared to everything else, right?
Yeah, it's doable, and we're getting there. You know, I've got a bunch of stuff to play, so I'm going to shift gears. I want to thank you so much for talking to me tonight and sharing your thoughts and doing the show that you do.
Thank you, Alana.
It's just a pleasure to hear your voice, and one of these days I'll get to see you in person again.
That's right. And thank you so much again for helping me with my show, because it's a source of great joy for me.
Ah, you're welcome. I'm glad it was a help.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good night.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Last pitch, wgxc.org/donate. That was Michael Wild, host of Mostly Singles. When we started off the show, you heard Okori Johnson, also known as OK Cello. He was doing a cello performance from a 2020 TED conference. He is an Atlanta-based cellist, songwriter, improviser, and storyteller. And let's see what we have next.
Doc, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Dangerfield.
Sanson, I'll take all calls.
Go ahead, Mr. Dangerfield.
I tell you, life is tough. I mean, today started out all right. I got a dial tone, but the pressure is still there. And this pressure is like a heaviness. And it's always on top of me, this heaviness, since I'm a kid. Other people wake up in the morning, ah, new day, up and at 'em. I wake up, the heaviness is right there waiting for me. And sometimes I even talk to it. And I say, hi, heaviness. And the heaviness looks back at me, today you're going to get it good. You'll be drinking early today.
You still have the ringing in your ears.
Oh, it's getting worse. Are you kidding? I'm getting busy signals now.
Esta será, tal vez, mi última canción. Siento desfallecer en la inspiración. Cuando mi voz, ya cansada por el tiempo, le llegue su momento de decir adiós cantando esta canción. Cuando mi voz, ya cansada por el tiempo, le llegue su momento de decir adiós cantando esta canción. En cada nota triste de esta mi canción, que en algún momento me hicieron feliz, no habrá resentimiento aquí en mi pobre alma, ninguna mueca triste, solo habrá sonrisas en mi corazón. Perdonen si esta vez una lágrima se escapa, será por la emoción de poderles cantar mi última canción. Perdonen si esta vez una lágrima se escapa, será por por la emoción de poderles cantar mi última canción. Esta será tal vez mi última canción. Siento desfallecer en mí la inspiración. Cuando mi voz, ya cansada por el tiempo, le llegue su momento de decir adiós cantando esta canción. Cuando mi voz, ya cansada por el tiempo, le llegue su momento de decir adiós cantando esta canción. En cada nota triste de esta mi canción habrá un recuerdo por todos los aplausos que en algún momento me hicieron feliz. No habrá resentimiento aquí en mi pobre alma, ninguna mueca triste, solo habrá sonrisas en mi corazón. Perdonen si esta vez una lágrima se escapa. Será por la emoción de poderles cantar mi última canción. Perdonen si esta vez una lágrima se escapa. Será por la emoción de poderles cantar mi última canción.
Massive and expensive equipment marks the professional radio station. But in the amateur field, radio parts often include pieces of assorted junk ingeniously assembled by operators who are called hams and who take up broadcasting as a hobby. Cards to prove long-distance contacts are exchanged by the hams and proudly displayed. Jimmy Mulligan here has lots of cards and lots of strange radio parts, such as whiskey glasses mounted on a cake tin. Ma's funnel actually becomes a loudspeaker, and her sieve, part of a microphone. Winding a coil becomes comparatively simple when using the family egg beater. And so, while radio's youth is being served, it's cramping Ma Mulligan's culinary style. No end. Well, chow is about ready, so it's time to get the hard-working Mulligan family together. Call Jimmy. Call Jimmy. Call Jimmy. Call Jimmy. Well, I guess that means you, Grandpa. And so Jimmy is called. But shh. Grandpa, Jimmy's practically in a trance right now, so don't interrupt. All amateurs are heroes of the air at heart and dream of a chance to serve humanity or to save lives. It does happen, you know. For instance, in far-off Alaska some years ago, Clyde DeVinna, prominent movie cameraman, devoted long winter evenings to his amateur radio set. Frequently, he talked over a span of 15,000 miles to a lonely lighthouse keeper in New Zealand. Although a great distance separated them, the two amateur operators exchanged gossip nightly and soon became radio buddies. One evening, alone in his cabin, DeVinna became weak. Deadly vapors from a leaky stove were the cause. A few minutes later, when DeVinna's conversation ended abruptly, the lighthouse keeper tried to renew the contact. With all windows locked against the freezing weather, DeVinna's ebbing strength was going rapidly. Finally, realizing that some strange, overpowering force was clutching his life, he managed to repeat the cry of help.
Help!
In answer help. To his friend's cry of distress, help. The lighthouse keeper called the emergency signal, Mayday, Mayday. And so, everywhere within hearing of his voice, operators ceased broadcasting and stood by. With the air lanes now silenced, he called for any amateur operator stationed in or near Teller, Alaska. Near Teller, Alaska. Teller, Alaska. Thus, from a fellow ham over 15,000 miles away, a youthful amateur in Alaska learned that he might yet be able to save the life of a neighbor. Briefly, the lighthouse keeper told his story. And the youngster at Teller lost no time in phoning a doctor living near DeVinna's cabin to rush to the cameraman's aid. And so, due to the efficiency and quick thinking of radio hams, Clyde DeVinna is alive today.
El alma y el cuerpo. Thank you.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Radio for Open Ears, 90.7 FM. I'm Alana, your host. This is There There, broadcasting on the fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. We're in the final moments, hours of our winter pledge drive, trying to reach our goal of $5,000 a month in sustaining support, which covers our meager operating expenses, allows us to keep doing what we do here on WGXC. Now's your chance. If you haven't yet, go to wgxc.org/donate. And if you've already done it, thank you. We just heard the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo from a performance they did in 2013. It was a live studio performance at KEXP Radio in Seattle. That song, El Alma y el Cuerpo, is from their album Elegancia Tropical. Before that, we heard an excerpt from a film about ham radios. It was called Radio Hams. The film was made in 1939 by Pete Smith and produced by MGM. Let's see, what did we play before that? We heard, oh, it was pretty exciting. We heard the Quartet for Vehicles of Italian Manufacture, a quartet for car horns, engines, and radios. And that was performed by Amalia Forza, Elena Dada, oh, I'm going to say it wrong, Genuflessione, Pietro Di Marinaio, and Enrico Rossi, conducted by Giuseppe Martinelli, and that was recorded in 2018. It was part of the Make Futurism Great Again exhibit at the Historic Collection Gallery in London. Boom! Boom! And before that, some cats talking. They were just talking. Stina and Mossy were having some chats. I don't know what they said, but yeah. They were talking. And before that, Lucha, the legendary Lucha Reyes from Peru, Mi Ultima Canción from the 1973 album of the same name. That was her final album before she passed away that year. And before that, Rodney Dangerfield and Bill Murray from 1982 special, It's Not Easy Being Me. All right, let's see. We've got a little more than a quarter of an hour left here on There There. At 8 o'clock, Tony Fallon takes over with The Irish Show. Up next, a conversation with... Oh, I just lost my notes. With the performance artist and video artist... Ulysses Jenkins.
To understand becomes the pivot point within that video, that every time it comes to help me to understand, it's asking you, the viewer, a question. And to the extent that that question doesn't get answered. Okay? So if you want to talk about the rhythm that's in these other videos, I have to go to Inconsequential Doggerel, because Doggerel is the way in which I started to contextualize the work that I make. And if you know the definition of doggerel, an irregular variation on a theme, sometimes a comedic verse, there you have it.
Well, going with that question of, or that kind of theme of irregularity, of the kind of repetition that breaks up the kind of smooth flow of these pieces. You know, it's in that repetition that kind of brings us back to where we just were. It makes me think about another theme in your work, namely that of history.
Yeah. When I started video, thus so many years ago, around 1972, that you see the first video I ever made, which was the Watts Festival. This whole notion of whether or not there's a history, there was no history almost for me to follow. I had to try to construct a notion of what I thought video could be for a person who was not necessarily considered the future. I mean, the early video that I was involved in, and I think people who started at that time, we were trying to, first and foremost, we were complaining about television. The whole idea that television was putting that much of influence on society. So from that standpoint, and I said this to you earlier, that's why the videos were always so long. We figured if you made them long, they'd bore the audience. But time caught up with that notion. But for the most part, this relationship to the future that you're indicating, and I mentioned to you this whole idea of, which comes from the book called Mumbo Jumbo, this whole notion of going forward and backwards at the same time. To a larger extent, that is what I feel we as a culture are experiencing every day. But we don't acknowledge the fact that we are living the past and trying to go to a future that we can't define because some people are stuck in the past. I won't go into who that is.
That was is an excerpt from Without Your Interpretation, a performance, live performance work by Ulysses Jenkins that was performed in 1983 at the Art Dock in Los Angeles. Well, coming up to the end of the show, I'm Alana, your host. This is There, There. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for donating. Now's your last chance at wgxc.org/donate. I'm going to take it out with a recording by the John D. Thomas Quartet. John Thomas also happens to be a former WGXC programmer. Had a birthday this week, so happy birthday. And this recording is from, I feel particularly fond of it because it's from my hometown. It was live at WBEZ Radio in Chicago in 1994, and the song is You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.